The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Dana on the line. Dana had a great first date with Cooper, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help her out this morning. So first of all, Dana, tell us how you met Cooper.
So I'm super cute. I mean, like, not to brag or anything, but it's just totally fact.
Okay.
And so that's just, you know, need to preface it by saying that. So I saw Cooper out one night, and we exchanged Instagram accounts, and I started to send him DMs.
Okay.
So that's how we met, and then, you know, to set up our date and everything.
All right. Well, so what did you guys do on your date?
Cooper took me out to a pretty interesting place for a drink and some food. I mean, it's that wouldn't have been my first choice. Kind of rustic. I mean, I would have preferred something a little bit more hip and trendy, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
You know, it was fine. It went okay. But after the date, I never heard from him again. So I don't know what's up with that.
All right. Did you enjoy each other's company on the date?
Yeah, I did. I thought he was super cool. And got along. We talked a lot. Everything seemed to go pretty well, you know. So I don't know.
Well, let's give him a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cooper?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's up, guys?
Have you ever heard our feature second date update?
Yeah, a couple of times.
You're on it this morning.
Oh, no. Okay.
Do you remember going out with Dana?
Oh, yeah. I remember Dana.
Well, she said you guys had a great date. Then she said she never heard from you after the date.
She said it was a great date.
Yeah.
I would describe it differently.
Oh.
So not great.
That's how you would describe it, as not great.
Yeah. No. It was one date. So it's kind of hard to know what she's really like. But during the date, she was really disconnected. And really immature.
In what way?
Well, she got really upset because the place had bad Wi-Fi and she couldn't get a good cell signal, so she couldn't post on Instagram.
Oh my
god! She started pouting like a little kid, like a little teenager.
Okay. So she got.
Why is somebody even posting on Instagram during a date anyway?
That's a great question. I have no idea. That's why I was disconnected. I mean, you know, I really didn't feel like we had a chance to get to know each other.
Okay. And then that's why you never called her back after that, because she was so disconnected.
Yeah, and it was just a terrible first impression. If she doesn't think, you know, she's worth my time, then, you know, I don't want to even deal with her.
Okay. Well, you've heard Second Date Update. You know she's on the other line. Can we bring her in on this conversation just to hear her side of the evening?
Sure, bring her on.
Dana, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear what Cooper had to say?
Yes, I did, but I don't understand that at all. I mean, it's like I didn't harp on it too much. I just wanted to get on Instagram and post a few pictures of the place we're at.
Okay, but Dana, you went out to your car like 3 times to post.
No.
Yeah, during the date.
Well, I went out to my car because the Wi-Fi was so stinking. What's the big deal? So what? I went out there and I did a couple posts and I came right back.
I mean, are you an influencer? Because, like, I could understand if you were, but I don't think you are.
No, I'm not, but I don't think that really makes a very big difference. I was just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why that's something that you're, like, harping on.
I mean, I don't
think it's... Did you not have waited until after the date to post all of this stuff?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I like to do things in real time. Just, like, say, you know, currently at, and, you know, I'm not an influencer, but certainly I have, like, a lot of followers, and I wanted to show kind of the place that I was at, and it was different.
You want to do stuff in real time, except be on a date with me.
When you put it like
well,
that.
No, I mean, I was having a great time. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, I didn't think you would react like this about it, so.
Well, how about this, Dana and Cooper? How about you guys go out a second time, and maybe, Dana, you agree to put the phone down for the entire date, no posting. Cooper, would you have any interest in going out a second time with Dana? We'll pick up the tab.
I'm sorry. I don't think it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's a horrible idea. I mean, I don't know why I would even agree to something like that. He can't handle that, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a kind of a fool to even, you know.
You idiot.
Offer that. All right. Cooper, really appreciate you coming on the air. You're a good sport to be on the show with us this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Dana, obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure.
Yeah, really.
What a fool I was to even offer the chance of them to go on a second date and suggest.
Yeah, how dare you?
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast.